Trav, here's some toothpicks. You're going to need them to hold your eyes open because you are burning the wick at both ends, my friend. You're here, 4 a.m., and I don't know how much sleep you've been getting with the tennis on Channel 9.
Not much.
Because I feel like you're coming every morning, you're like, oh my God, last night this happened and this happened and this happened.
I love it. And the great thing is my wife Amanda and Molly, they both love tennis.
So that's good. Finally a sport that everyone in your house wants to watch.
Exactly. And one gentleman who is watching plenty live from Melbourne Park is Cam Williams from the Nine commentary team. Morning, Cam. How are you?
Good morning to you guys. I'm well, but I tell you what, I'm feeling the same struggle you are. I'm a bit scratchy because the cheering late into the night, I still haven't got my voice back from the Federer match against Tsitsipas the other night. So, yeah, I'm starting to struggle at this end of the tournament as well. It's day 9 today, but quarterfinals. I love this stage of the tournament.
Yes, and we will focus in on Ash Barty real soon, but it was a late night for those that were watching Nishikori and Buster last night. Nishikori fought back from 2 sets down to win in 5 in 5 hours and 5 minutes.
That is such a long time.
That is a long time. Oh. Ever exercised that long, Cam?
No, I haven't. You know what, Kei Nishikori, when you add it all up, he's had to fight for nearly 14 hours to get through to this stage of the quarterfinals. Oh. He did joke that he feels like he hasn't played enough match tournaments to get here.
Yeah, well, Buster went off like a frog in a sock because there was a contentious call late, which some would say probably cost him the match, but he did a Kyrgios and some.
Before he hit the ball, he called out.
Bad call from the line umpire. Should have waited for the end of the point.
Should have waited. The trouble is for Pablo Carreño Busta is that at this end of a tournament, when you've gone from 128 players, now you're down to the final 8 players, the guys that get through are the mentally tough players. And I do feel for him because it was such a long battle and in the end a fruitless one for him. But you know, he didn't win a point after that call. He just kind of disintegrated. It's a big learning experience for Pablo. I do think that, you know, the tennis gods didn't smile on him last night, and he's embarrassed about his performance because as he left, he hurled his bag around and he screamed at the umpire. Then he yelled at the crowd who booed him, and it was all a bit of a performance.
Now, Trav's been talking a lot about Ash Barty. His money's on her to take out the tournament. Now, you called this really early.
Everyone's talking about Ash Barty.
I watched her play Kvitova at the Sydney International Final a couple of weeks back, and she's got her again tonight.
Yeah, she'll turn the tables tonight, don't you reckon, Trav?
Absolutely, Cam. She's fitter.
The rankings say Ash Barty 15, Petra Kvitova 8, but the rankings don't take into account how quickly Ash is gaining confidence and strength in her game, and she's got this incredible determination to win. You know, a line call like the one that got to Buster last night, that wouldn't upset Ash Barty. She's got the ability to just shut it all down and win that next point. She is determined, and I am rock-solid confident she can turn the tables on Petra Kvitova tonight and guarantee herself $460,000.
And she deserves every cent.
Nice little payday.
Yeah, well, you know, getting into the semi-final, the loser of a semi-final gets $920,000. So, although it's not about the money, that's a lot of cash.
It is a lot of cash. And the other great thing for Ash Barty is Serena Williams and Naomi Osaka are on the other side of the draw, so we could see a repeat of the US Open final debacle in the semis of this year's Australian Open. Cam Williams, we will be watching Nine very closely today, and in particular tonight, for a little bit of Barty time.
Yeah, enjoy, Jade and Trav. I'll speak to you soon.